Thank you for contacting customer service. My name is Alicia.
Yes, Alicia, I'm taking a look at my statement from the credit card, and I have no idea what this charge is. It's called Skin Advance Renewal, and it's $89.95, and I have no idea of what it is.
Can you provide me with your zip code?
Pardon?
Your zip code, can you provide that for me?
48895.
And your name?
Gene Garbaccio.
And can you verify your address for me, please?
Verify what, please?
Your address.
482 Red Cedar Boulevard, Williamston, Michigan. 48895.
Thank you. Let's see here.
I have no idea what it is. I didn't receive anything in the mail, so I don't know what it is.
Okay.
And this was supposedly placed on 211. Oh, that's a different guy. Hold on a second. I got to take a look and see where it is. It's down on the line somewhere between. What the hell? No, what did I say it was? $89.95. Let me look up the $89.95. Here it is. Some kind of an order that was placed around 2:23. I have no idea.
Okay, yes, sir.
The product
is a skincare product. It's called White Tulip. It increases collagen, reduces wrinkles, and get rid of dark circles around your eyes. It was originally ordered on February the 6th for $4.95 for shipping and handling. You are required to cancel within 14 days to avoid being charged for the full price of the product. And considering that you didn't cancel within the 14 days, you were automatically charged.
Are you sure that I did not cancel that?
Yes, sir. I'm not seeing anything in our system that stated that you contacted us to cancel.
And so, all right, now let me ask you this. When was that order placed that you're saying?
February the 6th.
February the 6th?
Yes, sir.
All right, February the 6th, that order was placed. And that one jar you're telling me is $89.95?
Yes, sir.
How many days was it supposed to be tried for before it was?
14 days.
14 days. And this was placed 14 days. So this thing should have been closed out around February the 20th?
Yes, sir.
And I'm only seeing February the 20th. You're showing this charge. Let's see. All right, so basically, I made a mistake buying something. Looks like I made a mistake buying it. I should be aware of some of you guys when you're so damn deceitful. It's unbelievable. All right, that's my screw up, and I will definitely put in a complaint to the credit card company that you guys, basically a lot of you guys are doing the same thing, and you sucker somebody into buying it, and then lapse, and then you wind up hitting them with a big charge. But that's basically the corruption that's in the companies. All right, lady. Good enough. Later.